Bankruptcy is over, and now the president of Detroit's city council and Detroit's city clerk both want pay raises. Their request comes just about the time city retirees are feeling the cuts to their health care and their pensions brought about by the bankruptcy. Detroit News business columnist Daniel Howe says if ever there was a case of bad optics, this is it. Daniel, Council President Brenda Jones and Clerk Janice Winfrey say they're underpaid compared to other big cities.
Well, according to a survey that was done by the city's HR director, they're right. They are underpaid. The mayor is underpaid by about 11%. The city council members are underpaid by 21%. Council president by 33%. And the city clerk by a whopping 43%. That's true. But the cities that they're benchmarked against, another 11 cities, none of them went bankrupt. And none of them are hewing to a restructuring plan that was confirmed in bankruptcy court. And they don't have pensioners who have taken pension cuts, and retiree health care has been cut. Employees who are now under new collective bargaining agreements for the first time in a very long time, all the unions have collective bargaining agreements with the city. They can't change those unilaterally now. So I would suggest that these folks might want to sit back and lead and worry a little less about themselves.
We see that Janice Winfrey is earning a little over $73,000 a year, and Brenda Jones earns $76,911 a year as president, and they get city-owned take-home cars. And I somehow have to imagine if you're a pensioner and you've seen a big cut in what you're used to, that would look pretty good.
Well, that's right. And I would say one other thing. I mean, Kevin Orr, the former emergency manager before he left, gave them all pay raises, a 5% pay raise. So in the 24-15 cycle, that city clerk is now making $76,800, I believe the number is. So it's not as if they haven't gotten any raises. And in fact, I think one of the reasons that Kevin Orr did that was because he recognized that they were in a difficult spot and that they were somewhat underpaid relative to their peers, but he had to be judicious about how he approached it.
Detroit City Council did have a resolution on the agenda this week. They were going to talk over the pay raise and take a vote on their official position about it, but they didn't talk about it. They didn't vote, but they did vote to give themselves a week's vacation in April, time when they would normally be working on the budget. They're going to take the week off. I have to ask, what do you feel that's telling not only Detroit's pensioners and citizens, but the rest of Michigan?
Well, it's not only that. I mean, look, one of the real questions, I think, and we've seen this before with the auto bailouts, can these institutions fundamentally change? These institutions that got themselves into very difficult situations financially, they got pushed over the edge by recession and some unique exogenous conditions. Can they change? This city council, for the first time since 1918, represents districts. They're not at large. There are a couple of large members, but there are seven districts. Mm-hmm. And it's a very different makeup of council. Are they going to behave in a different manner? Are they going to show that they understand the role of leadership? And one of the roles of leadership is you understand symbolism and you understand political symbolism and what your actions say to your constituents and say to taxpayers and say to bondholders. And, the whole list goes on and on and on. And I'm not sure by this action that this suggests that they do understand that. There's an old phrase that leaders eat last and bosses eat first. And that's a very different kind of approach here, and we're just going to have to wait and see.
Well, what do you see happening, Daniel, if this plays out and they get those raises?
I don't think they will. I mean, I could be wrong here. I did speak with the chairman of the Compensation Commission, and he basically said, look, we've got until April 20th to make a recommendation or no recommendation at all. What they're looking for right now is more information to understand the situation better. And I think they have to weigh certain things and will weigh certain things. But they're going to be sensitive also, I think, to the optics. This is obvious to anybody who looks at this from the outside. This is 3 months after coming out of the largest Chapter 9 bankruptcy in the history of the United States. This is almost at the same time that pensioners were starting to receive cuts. Now, those cuts were certainly ameliorated by the grand bargain, which we've talked about many times on your show.
Right.
But nevertheless, that's what's happening here. And I think it's also very telling that the mayor, through his spokespeople, was very quick to say, I'm fine, I don't need this. Now, people can talk about the fact that he's a former corporate CEO and he probably has a lot more resources, and he probably does. But I would also suggest to you that he clearly sees the optics and the problems with this. you know, even if he needed it, I don't think he would be saying, oh, yeah, sign me up. I want a raise, too, because I'm 11% underpaid relative to my peers.
Detroit News business columnist Daniel House. Thanks so much, Daniel.
Thank you.